Welcome back to Kids Short Stories, Saturday morning edition. Woohoo! Today's story comes to us from one of our friends, Rose. Hey, Rose, she sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to our website, kidsshortstories.org. Send us your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And guess what? Who wants free spy gear? Me too! Yeah, we're doing a lot of contests now, and today's contest is I want you to draw me a picture of today's story. Have your parents post it in their story and tag Kids Short Stories. I'm going to pick the most awesome drawing of today's story of Rose. And one lucky kid will get to pick one awesome thing from the Spy Gear store. Sound awesome? Are you ready for today's adventure? Get your crayons and markers and papers ready. On your mark, get set, let's go! Mom, what was that? Rose said. She had just seen Flash the cat race by on Flash's skateboard.
What? Is that a cat on a skateboard?
Rose, what are you talking about? Cats don't ride on skateboards. You see, this is another part of the story that happened last week. Do you remember when Flash the cat found the treasure cave? Well, that story continues into this one. Rose and her family were headed to the beach. They loved going to the beach and spending a ton of time building sandcastles and jumping in the waves and, you know, doing all the awesome fun things that you can do on a beach. And it was Rose's favorite thing to dig the biggest hole that she could. And so she brought one of her big, big beach shovels. And they found a great spot on the beach and started to dig. And she dug and dug and dug deeper and deeper. She thought maybe she could reach the other side of the world if she dug deep enough. But she knew that it would take a very long time. And then all of a sudden, oh no, it's starting to rain. Oh no. Do you remember that rainstorm that sent Flash running off the beach? Well, this is that same rainstorm. All right, let's get all of our things and maybe run back to the car. Hopefully this rainstorm will pass soon. Yeah, did you know sometimes it rains at beaches just for like a little bit and then it goes away? Yeah, that happens at beaches sometimes. So Rose and her family grabbed all their things and their towels and their blankets and their beach toys and their chairs and their shovels and everything and headed back to the beach. They had gotten everything and got it back in the car, and then all of a sudden, wait, I forgot that shovel. Rose had forgotten her shovel back on the beach. All right, well, you run back and get it and then come back to the car, okay? Yeah, I'll be right back. Rose ran back to where she had left the shovel in the sand, which she thought she had grabbed, but it must have like fallen out or something. But there it was, sticking in the sand. Oh, come here, shovel. She grabbed the shovel and started running back to the car and meow. There's that cat again. The cat was running across the beach into the forest. Weird. What is a cat doing at the beach? Rose said. Very strange. All right, well, I gotta get this back to the car. Rose ran back as fast as she could as the rain began to rain harder. It was pouring down so hard. Everything was soaking wet. But they were nice, safe, and dry in their family car. To pass the time, they started to play some games and they had just as much fun as a family together than they were having at the beach, but they were very excited and hopeful that the rain would stop. After about 10 minutes, the rain started to slow down, and Rose wiped her hand across the window as it was getting kind of foggy in the car, and she could see the sun starting to peek through the clouds. Oh, guys, I think the rain is gonna stop. Look at that! Yeah, there was a big rainbow all the way across the beach that was shining in the sky. Wow, that means that the sun is coming out. Perfect. Rose was so excited to get all of her things back to the beach, but they said, all right, Rose, let's first just walk around on the beach for a little bit because it's still really wet. Let's wait for it to dry off, and then we can get our towels and our chairs and all that. So Rose and her family ran back to the beach to have a whole bunch of fun just playing around and waiting for the sand to dry off a little bit. As they were playing, again, Rose saw that kitty. It was the same cat she saw earlier. She has got to check this out. As she walked into the forest, she saw a cave. What? What is this cave doing here? There's not supposed to be caves at this beach. Rose had never seen one before, and she had to check it out. So as she carefully walked inside, she could hear, what on earth? As she walked in the cave, there was a kitty, like a normal house kitty. I think it was the same cat she saw on the skateboard. And what is that? That's a cheetah, like a real cheetah. Oh no. But they look very happy. Okay. Hi, kitty, Rose said. I'm just here to say hi. Please don't, run off or... Oh, hi. What's your name? Flash, the cat, was very happy to see her. Flash was very friendly. What in the world did you guys find back here? Do you remember on the last episode last week when Flash and Cherry the cheetah found the treasure catnip? What is this? Rose picked it up and smelled it. And as soon as she smelled it, she could understand the kitties. Oh, that's our catnip, Flash the cat said. Wait a second. Rose couldn't believe her ears. Are you a talking cat? You can understand me? Flash said. That's amazing. Rose couldn't even comprehend what was happening. She thought she was dreaming. But is she really able to talk to cats? Hi, my name's Rose. What's your names?
Yeah, I'm Flash, and this is my friend Cherry the Cheetah.
Hey, it's great to meet ya.
Oh, wow. This is really cool, but what in the world is going on?
Well, Flash said, I think that catnip that you just smelled, I think is like the best, most specialist catnip in the whole wide world. And I think when you smelled it, all of a sudden you got cat ears and that can now understand us.
This is amazing. I've never been able to talk to a human before. You gotta tell me all your secrets. You gotta tell me where all the good stuff is.
Oh, whoa. Slow down. It's great to meet you, Flash and Cherry, but I'm just a kid and I don't have all the world secrets, but wait a second. I do know a lot of things.
Do you think we could be friends and hang out all the time?
That would be amazing.
You see, I already have a person that I live at. I have a house that I live with, and I got you on my skateboard, and
you're the cat that I saw on the skateboard?
Rose said.
Oh, yeah, that was me. And so I already have a home, but we could totally be friends. I would love to have a person that I could talk to. This is so cool.
Flash was a little excited.
Yeah, well, that would be super fun. So I bet maybe our families could be friends, and then we can hang out.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Cherry, how about you?
Well, I'm a cheetah, and so most people are afraid. I don't really like people, but you guys can be friends. Totally.
Perfect. Well, we can. Okay, I cannot wait.
The next
The rest of the day, Flash the cat was still very excited from nibbling on all that silly catnip. But she was so excited to have made a new friend with Rose. And Rose couldn't believe that she could understand cat. And Flash couldn't believe that Rose could understand her. They were the best of friends now. They spent every day, all year long, playing together. And they were now besties. The end.